I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner signed his first full-year budget into law Monday. It comes nearly 3.5 years into the Republicans' term. Lawmakers from both parties negotiated a deal, but there were still questions about whether Rauner would go along.
This budget, for the first time in many years, even prior to me being governor, is balanced. Through some hard work and some great efforts, we will have it balanced.
Rauner says he'll continue campaigning against last year's tax hike, which passed over his veto. That's despite signing a budget that will spend all the extra money generated by the increase. Meanwhile, Democrat J.B. Pritzker made a $25 million contribution to his campaign for Illinois governor. The donation means Pritzker put more than $100 million of his own money into his bid to unseat Governor Rauner. The incumbent raised more than $76 million, much from his own bank accounts. Pritzker also has been giving millions to other Democratic candidates through an effort called Project Blue Wave. Rauner similarly bankrolled GOP candidates. In other news, a Chicago suburb rescinded a resolution that made English its official language. Phil Masterton has more.
Reports say that Carpentersville's then trustees said the 2007 measure was intended to encourage assimilation and discourage illegal immigration. None of those trustees who passed the measure remain on the board. Current village officials say the resolution only caused controversy. Many Spanish speakers left the village, about 40 miles northwest of Chicago, in the wake of the resolution. After that, local and federal authorities cracked down on Latino gang members in the village, and gradually Hispanic people began to trickle back. Today, Hispanic people account for more than half of the population of Carpentersville, up from about 40% in 2007. Reverend Dexter Ball says he hopes the end of the ordinance will bring the community closer together. I'm Phil Masterton.
U of I and Microsoft are launching a new partnership to help students with autism pursue science and technology careers. Microsoft is investing $200,000 in the Accessibility Lighthouse program. Microsoft says the partnership will use technology to provide opportunities for students with a range of disabilities. The money will go toward a digitally accessible classroom that will use Microsoft tools, such as one that provides real-time transcriptions of lectures. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The trial of a man accused in the 2014 death of a Southern Illinois University student is getting underway. Gage Bethune of El Dorado was charged with first-degree murder in the death of Pravin Varghese. A jury was seated yesterday. Opening statements are starting this morning. Varghese's body was found in the woods off Illinois Route 13 back in 2014, days after he was reported missing. A Michigan man is riding his bike from Virginia to Oregon in an effort to raise money for the Save a Heart Foundation. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports on his stop in Carbondale.
John Moss is in the midst of a 4,300-mile journey that started on May 13th. He says the greatest part about the trip so far is the people he's meeting along the trail.
It's like every day I meet people who just want to help. They just want to give me water or food or put me up somewhere or do whatever they can, donate.
Moss, a student at Central Michigan University, is raising money for the Save a Heart Foundation because a co-worker lost a child to congenital heart disease. He hopes to raise around $43,000 for Mott Children's Hospital at the University of Michigan. To donate, visit the Facebook page Ride for Life 2018. I'm Brad Palmer.
The Illinois Department of Transportation is changing its mowing policy. They say they're changing frequency and timing in an effort to boost pollinators across the state. I'm Jennifer Fuller.